NAVSUP Publication 485, Volume 1, Naval Supply Procedures, Afloat Supply, Copyright Navy BMR.com. Chapter 3. 1. What is in charge of establishing and maintaining requisitioning channels? NAVSUP. 2. What is the Order for Supplies or Services Form Number? DD Form 1155. 3. What serves as the transportation focal point within the Navy? NAVSUP Whiskey Sierra Sierra. 4. All screening for and requisitioning of DLA Disposition Services material must be authorized by the supply officer in accordance with Chapter 5 of which publication? DOD Manual 4160.21. 5. What will be used for ordering all material from the Navy supply system? Military Standard Requisitioning and Issue Procedures, MILSTRIP. 6. Which form will be used to requisition ships' propulsion and aviation fuel? DD Form 1149. 7. Which type of requisition is submitted for a casualty report requirement? Not Operationally Ready Supply Requisitions, November Oscar Romeo Sierra. 8. What should be entered when critically needed NORS or ANORS material or NMCS or PMCS material requires the most expeditious handling possible? 999. 9. What will be used to electronically transmit all PD 1 through 15 documents? Web-enabled Standard Automated Logistics Toolset, WebSALTS. 10. What is a near real-time system that functions as an automated system for routing logistics data traffic and provides transaction processing and data information services? Defense Logistics Agency Transaction Service, Delta Lima Alpha Tango Sierra. 11. Web Visual Logistics Information Processing System is a web-based access-controlled query system for current, open transactions and completed transactions for up to how many days after closure? 60. 12. Which publication promulgates the message format which must be utilized in the submission of a casualty report? November Whiskey Papa 1-03.1. 13. Which form is required to be submitted when bulk fuel or bulk lube oil is procured from an ashore supply activity? DD Form 1149. 14. Military Standard Requisitioning and Issue Procedures is the requirement to assign priorities in accordance set forth in the Uniform Material Movement and Issue Priority System found in which instruction? DODI 4110.01. 15. What is the lowest priority designator? 15. 16. What defines the relative importance of a U.S. force, unit, activity, project, or program to accomplishing DoD objectives? Force Activity Designator, Foxtrot Alpha Delta. 17. Which Force Activity Designator is only assigned to programs that are top national priorities? Force Activity Designator 1. 18. What indicates the relative urgency of need for a requirement by a force or activity? Urgency of Need Designator, Uniform November Delta. 19. What specifies when material is actually required by the requisitioner? Required Delivery Date, Romeo Delta Delta. 20. The government purchase card is used to purchase supplies and services for official government business valued at or below the micro-purchase threshold of $3,000 and which amount for construction? $2,000. 21. The government purchase card shall be used to make open market purchases for supplies not to exceed which amount? $3,000. 22. Shipments with an aggregate weight of how many or more pounds are not covered by the DLA's expediting program? 10,000. 23. Which form must be prepared as an obligation document when a purchase chargeable to the operating target of a fleet activity is made? DD Form 1348. 24. What is the current, at the time of this instruction, simplified acquisition threshold? $150,000. 25. Which series details procedures for the initial issue as well as the reissue of leather flight jackets? OPNAV Instruction 10126.4. 26. The issue of Special Mission Low-Profile Civilian Clothing is not authorized for personnel deploying for a period less than how many days? 15. 27. Civilian clothing will be issued to an individual only once during a period covering how many years? 3. 28. What are defined as those repair parts that are authorized for removal, repair, or condemnation at either the organizational or the intermediate maintenance level based on the component maintenance plan and on a comparison of replacement and depot-level repair costs? Field-level repairables, Foxtrot, Lima, Romeos. 29. Which instruction establishes shipboard systems repair policy? OPNAV Instruction 4700.7 Kilo. 30. What is defined as electronic test equipment containing the capability, without modification, to generate and/or modify a range of electronic or electrical parameters as required to test two or more functions in systems or equipment of basically different design? General Purpose Electronic Test Equipment, Golf Papa Echo Tango Echo. 31. Which form will be prepared to document missing or unserviceable General Purpose Electronic Test Equipment? DD Form 200. 32. How many classifications of General Purpose Electronic Test Equipment are there? 5. 33. Which publication provides policy and procedures for the distribution, accounting, and stockpile management of Navy and Marine Corps conventional expendable ordnance? NAVSUP Publication 724. 34. Which publication provides identification of and direction pertaining to suspended, limited use, unserviceable ammunition, and other expendable ordnance? NAVSUP Publication 801. 35. Which list is a comprehensive listing by National Item Identification Number Sequence of all fleet-controlled material? Consolidated Fleet Control Material List, Charlie Foxtrot, Charlie Mike Lima. 36. Which series contains detailed policy governing instructions applicable to requisitioning and reporting of items included in a Consolidated Fleet Control Material List? COMNAV Airlant Instruction 4470.2. 37. What are issued to pilots making extended flights which contain instructions and forms to assist them by providing whatever may be necessary to complete the assigned mission? Flight packets. 38. Which form is used to procure fuel from non-DLA aviation contract locations and when an air card accepting merchant is not available? Standard Form 44. 39. What is the current micro-purchase threshold at the time of this publication, which must not be exceeded by SF-44 purchases except for aviation fuel and aviation lubrication oil? $3,000. 40. What is the only U.S. government card authorized to purchase aviation fuel, fuel-related supplies, and ground services for DOD-owned or leased aircraft from DLA energy contract and non-contract locations? Aviation into plane reimbursement, AIR. 41. What is the only holder of NAVC Oscar Papa November outfitting account funds? NAVSUP Whiskey Sierra Sierra. 42. What is a tailored and augmented support package from a commercial contractor provided prior to the material support date of the end item equipment or system? Interim Contractor Supply Support, India Charlie Sierra Sierra. 43. Charter and hire costs must be submitted via naval message within how many days of port departure? 5. 44. Which type of contracts directly support a critical fleet need for ships throughout the world in non-U.S. Navy, non-CNIC supported ports? Husbanding Service Provider, Hotel Sierra Papa. 45. The NAVSUP Foxtrot Lima Charlie contracting officer will provide a port cost estimate to the supply officer within how many hours of log rec receipt? 72. 46. How often does the Federal Supply Service and GSA establish indefinite delivery type contracts covering procurement of technical, medical, and dental books from commercial sources? Annually. 47. Which publication are ecclesiastical publications and books requisitioned in accordance with? NAVSUP Publication 2003. 48. What are the only funds authorized for procurement of gifts and mementos? Official Representation Funds, Oscar Romeo Foxtrot. 49. Which series contains Official Representation Funds guidelines? SECNAV Instruction 7042.7. 50. What has been established as an enterprise resource and central repository for all official forms generated and used by the Department of the Navy? Naval Forms Online, November Foxtrot, Oscar Lima. 51. When requested by the M&S code in a requisition, any supply source that processes the requisition is required to provide supply status to the appropriate addressees within how many hours after receipt of the requisition or follow-up for PD 1 through 8 requisitions? 48. 52. When requested by the M&S code in a requisition, any supply source that processes the requisition is required to provide supply status to the appropriate addressees within how many workdays after receipt of the requisition or follow-up for PD 9 through 15 requisitions? 5. 53. When requested by the M&S code in a requisition, the supply source that releases the requisitioned material for shipment will provide shipment status to the appropriate addressees within how many hours after the material is released to the carrier or after receipt of a follow-up for PD 1 through 3 requisitions. 24. 54. When requested by the M&S code in a requisition, the supply source that releases the requisition material for shipment will provide shipment status to the appropriate addressees within how many hours after the material is released to the carrier or after receipt of a follow-up for PD 4 through 8 requisitions. 48. 55. How often at a minimum should PD 1 through 3 outstanding requisitions be reviewed? Daily. 56. How often at a minimum should PD 4 through 8 outstanding requisitions be reviewed? Weekly. 57. How often at a minimum should PD 9 through 15 outstanding requisitions be reviewed? Monthly. 58. How many methods are there for submitting product quality deficiency reports and supply discrepancy reports? 2. 59. Which form may be used for requests for cancellation for outstanding requisitions for material no longer required? DD Form 1348. 60. What represents that unfilled quantity of a requisition that is not immediately available for issue to the requisitioner, but is recorded as a commitment against existing or prospective stock dues or direct deliveries from vendors? Material Obligation. 61. Material obligations are considered to be overaged for validation purposes when PD 1 through 8 requisitions have been outstanding more than how many days past the requisition date? 30. 62. Material obligations are considered to be overaged for validation purposes when PD 9 through 15 requisitions have been outstanding more than how many days past the requisition date? 75. 63. How often at a minimum must material obligation validations be conducted? Quarterly. 64. Within how many days of the cutoff date of each material obligation validation cycle is NAVSUP Whiskey Sierra Sierra required to transmit material obligation validation requests to DLA Transaction Services? 5. 65. Each activity receiving a DLA Transaction Services SALTS message will determine if the material obligation validation documents have been received within how many days of the transmission date cited by DLA Transaction Services. 18. 66. What must be assigned for requirements generated to support a maintenance action? Job Control Number, Juliet Charlie November. 67. Which form is used by maintenance personnel to document equipment maintenance? OPNAV Form 4790/2 kilo. 68. What is the process of establishing correct management information and material identification utilizing the proper publications? Technical review. 69. How many steps are involved in the technical review process? 4. 70. How many options for ordering stock is provided by our supply to the afloat supply department? 2. 71. Every effort must be made to schedule stock item records for automatic reorder review at least how many times per month? 2. 72. Material to be obtained from the ship's store must be requisitioned using which form? DD Form 1149. 73. Which type of documents are requisitions or purchase documents hand-carried by supply or non-supply department personnel to the supply source for immediate delivery of material? Bearer pickup. 74. What is the off-ship requisition preparation and release time for PD 1 through 8? 2 hours. 75. What is the off-ship requisition preparation and release time for PD 9 through 15? 24 hours. That concludes this topic. Thank you for listening. Test your knowledge online at NavyBMR.com.